from the Morongo Casino Studios. 95.5 KLOS and HD1 Los Angeles. Rocking all of Southern California.
Including Bellflower. Hey, Bellflower. You rock.
Howdy and Frank show. You want to go to a concert? Well, you can, because I got tickets. I am the ticket king after all. And I have tickets to see John Mellencamp tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. So I got to give those away. It's tonight. Oh, man. Oh, I want to go. Maybe I'll just stay up here. Tour's called Dancing Words Tour. The greatest hits. So he's playing all the greatest hits. Oh, my God. Small town, pink houses, Jack and Diane.
Oh, should I get on a plane and come to the bowl? Should I come?
Should she? 818-955-2955. Heidi, come.
I did want to go to this show. Damn it. It just snuck up on me. Damn.
I got two pairs. My God, yeah.
Oh.
It's on a hell of a show, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that his first hit, Hurts So Good? When he goes back to the beginning, he's playing his greatest hits. He's got to play Hurts So Good.
Oh,
do you go if you have so many hits, do you go back to the very first one, play that first? Or do you come out with Jack and Diane
when
first?
When he was Johnny Cougar? Yeah.
I mean, it's like Billy Joel. The guy can do 2.5 hours of just the hits. You're going to know every single song.
Right.
Yeah, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there was a bass drum head. It said John Cougar Mellencamp, Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was the only piece of John Cougar stuff I saw.
Yeah.
They had a Midwest section.
Oh, but it was a replica.
Yeah, it was just, you know, could have been.
What it looked like.
Who knows?
It's a rendering.
I also have tickets to see David Byrne. David Byrne from Talking Heads. I don't know if he'll be doing a lot of Talking Heads or he'll be doing a bunch of David Byrne, but it doesn't say Talking Heads Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Friday, August 28th. Hollywood Bowl again. George Thorogood, the Destroyers.
He
was one of my favorite bands growing up. I love George Thorogood. Tomorrow night, the Sweeto Center for the Performing Arts. There's another one. Let me highlight these that gotta go now.
Talk about hits, man.
But tonight, tomorrow night, I don't want no coffee or tea.
Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, cause I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
Still at the Hollywood Bowl again this Thursday, so another one I gotta give away. Santana and the Doobie Brothers. My God.
Please don't play this. It's going to make me cry.
Because oh, for
that's
dad. Right. It's dad. Dad's
it's your
funeral.
Dad's song.
Played this at this.
You said you were happy, so we figured we'd bring you back down. Uh-huh. Back
we can't life. Have you happy. You're nobody can be happy on the show.
But who's got the Doobies?
I also got tickets to experience the thrill of Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift opening this summer. When the summer's almost over. Oh, it's the exhibit at Universal Studios, mm-hmm. Hollywood. Not like a movie. It's the exhibit or the ride or whatever the hell it might be.
A full experience.
It's a full experience. Yeah. Complete. Yeah, everything. Whoa. So I got four packs for that. 740 giveaway, and then I got two floaters. So those are what I have. I got some calls coming in about happiness. It says you reach peak happiness at the age of 47. Well, why? See, it's because they've at that age, you finally understand your body's better. And you're more likely to buy healthier foods and cut back on partying. That doesn't sound like happiness to me. Back when you could eat whatever you want, party all week, like go to a spring break and just, you know, and party, yeah, not feel like you're going to die. Now you go on vacation.
Not hungover, not bloated.
Try to party like a spring break, party too hard that first day, and you're out for like 3 days. It's like, okay, I'll come back, see you guys on Thursday.
Yeah. Like, I might meet you guys for dinner on Thursday night, but I have agita, really bad heartburn from last night.
I'd love to come down and drink some more with you, but I got gout.
Yeah. So I'm just going to take a couple aspirin and a Gatorade and take a nap.
Another big factor in this perspective of happiness is if you are in your late 40s, you focus more on your well-being instead of your appearance. So, yeah, you stop giving an F. Is that happiness? Because if you stop caring about your appearance, and then you're happy with yourself, like you accept yourself, you look in the mirror and you're no longer, you know, striving. You're like, you know, I don't need to look good for anybody else. It's about me. I'm happy. I love myself. This is the way I am. But so basically happiness is giving up on everything fun, trying to get laid, partying, eating crap food.
Do all that stuff.
You worry more about your insides looking beautiful and your blood work looking beautiful.
I don't know if happy is acceptance. So it's like if you're with somebody and it's like, you know, like you're late in life, you know, hooking up and getting like married and settled down, and the person you ended up with is really not the person you really, there's somebody else out there who you thought was the soulmate, the one that got away. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you've been in this relationship a while, you're 10 in. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, you finally accept this person's going to be with you till you die, so you're happy. That's what it's saying. What you've accepted, that you're never going back and living that dream and true love and soulmate and whatever that is never going to happen for you. And you realize that is happiness. What?
When you realize no new people are going to ever see you naked.
And you don't care because you're fat and ugly anyway, because you gave up on that because you're happy.
That's happy. You're like, well, whatever.
I don't know if it's exactly saying that. I mean, you're talking about like fashion. And just not caring how you...
Body. Is it body?
Body.
Okay. Body.
Like, as far as, you know, my son yesterday, he got his all new school clothes. And so he put it on and he wanted to come and show me, like, him all dressed up in his new school clothes. And that was, like, the most important thing to him that I could tell that was going on, because he wanted to show up and he wanted to his fit to look good so that, you know, everybody was impressed by it.
That's like, standard time.
I heard him later on, he was kind of, you know, if they make fun of you, you just make fun of them right back. If they're making fun of your clothes, you just make fun of them right back. Like, he's giving himself reassurance, a pep talk.
Oh, wow.
And the most important thing to him is that he shows up looking good.
No, but is he making some risky decisions? Because if I got to give myself a pep talk, and it's like, hey, if they make fun of your pants, like he's taking a risk.
Well,
I remember like when I got my haircut, and I was the first guy that like had the short spiky on top and the long in the back at my school. You're the first. If you're down a fashion road, it could go either way. Either you become legend or you become just a loser. Legend or loser.
Right.
And so you're like, oh boy, I got to pep myself up. I mean, people are going to see me. So they haven't seen me all summer. I'm coming back with this haircut. It's like, what the hell happened to you? Believe me.
Yeah.
I did vanilla ice fade. I had lines cut in the side of my head with a perm on top. I mean,
you just never learned.
No. I don't seem to. Maybe I just can't be taught. You ever heard of that? It's not my fault. I'm broken. I'm broken.
But you were trying to impress him every single year. But did you ever succeed at the, oh my God, for she's a jolly good fellow. Let's all get lines. Heidi did it.
None of the girls. For sure not.
But you did it after the guys anyway. Like Vanilla Ice was already doing it. So some of the guys had it done. You were just the first girl to go down the guy hair road. Yeah. And you came out what year?
I know. Oh, believe me. Look back at pictures. I'm like, why did I have to come out to anybody? Why?
Ooh, surprise, surprise.
You dress like Vanilla Ice your entire junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you didn't get asked out to the prom or anything. It's because they knew you were gay.
That's when our gay Viking Scott came out. When, you know, he's like, came out later on after high school. Yeah. And it's like, our gay Viking. What are you talking about?
Big gay Viking.
He was our mascot. I told you about Scott.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
We never had like a mascot.
He's the greatest one.
And
though.
Scott wanted to be the Viking. All right, you can do it. Nobody else wanted to do it.
I put the Scott mascot.
But he got to design his own costume. And so we thought, okay, it's going to be obviously. And he had the horn helmet.
We have to.
No shirt on. couple just leather straps crisscrossing across his upper torso.
Yes.
A fur Speedo on and fur knee-high boots.
Oh, he was so happy.
And he came out on that football field. I'm like, or like, oh my God.
Talk about a pep rally.
Yeah. He tried to run through the paper and bounced off of it.
Oh. Not so Viking after all.
Yeah. All right.
He was
But then
so
he came
happy.
Out later. It's like, oh, Scott, that's cute.
I just want to let you know. And you're like, I already know. I
yeah, we figured. I know what you're we figured I know what that. You're Nobody cared. You know, we were a very progressive school. Good. Nobody cared. You know, you're the one gay Scott in the village.
You look like you
might be gay.
Dominatrix.
It was funny.
Skull.
So oh, good. All right. Happiness. I want to know what makes you happy. If you are happy right now, call in. And if you are happy, you'd be happy to call. If you are debating calling in or not, you're not happy.
Yeah, you should know.
Deep, man. Deep.
Hello.
Am I happy?
Hello, Adrian.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
You happy?
Yes, sir. Honestly, happiness is subjective. But I do want to say what makes me happy is my family. I always said I wouldn't date anyone with kids. She has had one daughter before me, and I gave it a chance, and it was one of the best chances I've ever taken, and I've never been happier in my entire life.
It's because you realize you'll never find a woman who doesn't have any kids, right? You've settled on the fact that you've had to marry a single mom.
It gets harder when you get older, that's for sure. It feels like... it's less and less people without kids because I'm 30, so I feel like at this age, everybody does kind of have this. So, yeah, it does get harder to date
Let me
at
guess.
This age.
This single mother that you're with now is way out of your league. If she didn't have this kid, she would not be dating you, right?
I think so. I'm not ugly. I'm a pretty handsome guy.
Yeah, but I think what does she look like if you had to compare her to a celebrity?
Oh, I always tell her she looks like Eva Mendes.
She's out of your league. Yeah. I don't even know what you look like, but she's out of your league no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know what they say I look like?
What?
Jonah Hill.
I was going to say, not Ryan Gosling, I'm guessing.
Jonah Hill.
Wait, new Jonah Hill or old Jonah Hill?
Oh, that's a great question. Old Jonah.
Old Jonah. Yeah. Oh, boy, Adrian.
Moneyball.
I've even heard Peter Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
You should be happy that she be happy that she's so miserable.
You go, is she?
She's settling for you. She's not happy. She ain't calling the show right now. She's miserable.
Yeah, let's see if Eva Mendes calls the show and says she's married to Peter Griffin.
She doesn't
want to
be alone. All right, Alex says he's happy. Hello, Alex.
Hey, good morning.
So what's making you so happy?
Honestly, it's you guys, man. Like, you guys coming back and stuff. You know, I was talking to Trish, and she was saying that, you know, last week you guys were talking about crack and retirement and stuff like that. It would just blow because
I wasn't talking
about you guys aren't around. It's hard to get our news, and, you know, I've turned a lot of people on to you guys, and it's just happy that you guys are back.
Well,
and
thank you, Alex.
We get to listen to you in the morning.
And to clear it up, I was not talking about retirement. It's weird. People have been asking me about it recently. Like, hey, Frank, when are you going to retire? I'm like, and it's happened for more than one person at different times. I'm like, are they trying to tell me something?
Yeah, I think it's BS, man. I don't think you'll ever retire, man.
I said I'm going to die, with my headphones on. Just die there.
It's like going to be like a cowboy. He's going to die on top of his horse.
But, yeah, I've turned a lot of guys on to you guys. Like, and when you're not on the air, they're texting me, like, where are they at? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Well, if you turned them on to us, those are some of the finer moments that Jordan has put together for you. So, so it's actually a good time to introduce somebody to the show to go, hey, they're out of town right now, but you want to check it out? Because finer moments are being played. You can get like a jam cliff note course in what they do on a daily basis. In that one week, you'll probably hear, you know, a synopsis of 6 months of material of just some of the finer moments. So it's not something to turn off.
I'd love to wear your logo at a floater with Universal, man. Promote you guys.
Oh, you would? Sweet. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. You can do that. All right, stay on hold, Alex.
Yeah, Alex, keep turning on dudes.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm turning on all these dudes to you guys.
Uh,
All right, we got Sarid. Hello, Sarid.
Says, good morning, guys.
It says here that you're a happy person. I want to know why.
Yeah, well, one, I'm on the radio, and that
you're on the phone and you're on the radio. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm on the radio. Like, I'm calling the radio station, and you guys
really?
Answer.
You are? Hello?
That's amazing.
Yeah, hello. Can you? But I'm happy because I have two things I want to say. I get really nervous. I'm so nervous right now. But
if you're happy, you shouldn't be nervous. Happy people have no anxiety.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. But,
if you're happy and if you accept that everything about life and whether it be good or bad, you're half full all the time because you're a happy person deep to the core, what are you anxious about?
Mm. Oh, no, it's because I'm talking to, like, celebrities here, you know? Like,
oh,
you
guys, he does make a
oh,
song.
Oh, my God. Really?
He does make a big
Who else
point.
Is on the phone?
Yeah.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. We're just trying to make you comfortable.
Thank you. I want to say that The Twilight Zone got me thinking about how it changed my perspective on happiness. It was like the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And then I just, later on in life, I just changed the word beauty into, like, health is in the eye of the beholder. Wealth is in the eye of the beholder. You know, and so on and so forth with that. And then once I had my first kid, which I loved so much, I was like, wow, this is amazing. I didn't want to have kids for the longest. I refused. I said I didn't want any kids. And then after having this little baby boy, just looking at his innocence and how he looks at me, just nothing matters in the world. Mm-hmm. But I have a good job now. I have a wife. You know, I have a house.
Really? Somebody married you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, okay, so once again, that's what should make you happy. She's miserable, but you're happy as hell.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Well, hey, it's opposites attract, they say.
All right. So she's a really fascinating
they
conversationalist.
Say.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Yeah. I know if I had to compare her to celebrity, well, they've told me a lot that she looks like Rihanna and like Beyonce.
She's unhappy and blind.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's like Rihanna, Beyonce, and Helen Keller. What a combo for you.
Yeah. She's hot, but she can't see or hear a thing.
Oh man. Yeah, but no, I'm happy. I mean, there's always
no eye in the beholder there. She's blind.
But she sure plays a mean pinball. That's the one thing about her that's so fantastic. She's very skilled at pinball. Thank you, Sarid.
You're the best.
Oh, my God. A lot of people calling, though.
I feel like we just destroyed two happinesses.
I know.
That's what we do, Jordan. It's good news and happiness.
They should know that.
Makes us happy.
They should know better.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. A lot of people want the John Cougar Mellencamp tickets. Mm. Jamie. I think Jamie's a man or a woman. It's one of them names.
Oh, yeah. I'm going man.
I'm going to go woman. Yeah. Woman.
Girl.
Hey.
I'm a girl.
I'm a girl.
I am.
You a big John Cougar Mellencamp fan?
I am.
What's your favorite song?
Jack and Diane. Uh-huh. Yeah. I got married at 16 and 18, so yeah, I kind of.
Oh, you'll. Was this your wedding song?
Right.
Did you watch that on the outro?
No. No, but that would have been cool.
Did you serve chili dogs at your reception?
I did not.
Sucking on chili dough. All right. I am going to. Are you still married to that guy?
I am.
Wow. Got married at 16?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It has
How
been
old is she 40, now?
45 okay, years.
They've been married 45 years.
Oh, man. Correct.
Damn. All right. I'm going to send you guys to see John Cougar Mellencamp.
That is impressive.
Woo, thank you.
Real quick, though, just for fun, in honor of Johnny's Battle of the Bits, can we try to guess your panties?
The color.
Okay.
All right. Johnny, yeah. You can start out.
Well,
Jamie's already won a prize. So this is just for us having a good time. So
let's go with the main question here. How many empty water bottles do you have rolling around on the floor of your car right now?
None.
All right. None.
Okay. I'm going black.
Going black panties. What do you got? Mm.
Is he right or wrong?
Wrong. Okay, all right.
Wrong.
Jordan?
It's kind of a trick question.
Oh, all right, Jordan, okay, Jamie. Let's see. You say you've been married 45 years. How many kids do you guys have?
Three kids. All right. You took black right off the board, Johnny. That's kind of what I was going with. But I'm going to go with, how about nude? You got nude colored panties on.
No.
No. Okay. All right. My question is, do you ask for sex in a baby voice?
Oh. No.
I'm gonna guess no panties.
Correct.
Oh my god!
How does he do it?
All right, Jim, you already won, but thanks for playing Guess Me Panties with us.
Thank you.
Stand hold.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been married 45 years. She ain't got time to put panties on.
She got married 16. Panties, manties.
That's what her vows were. Panties,
I've been married 45 manties. Years.
I do.
Just keep everything up in there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Three kids. My God. I call this in my uterus holder. Uh-huh. My uterus sling.
What color is my meat pouch?
Roast beef, pink baby.
Let's see. People are calling about happiness. People are calling about. Let's see. Tickets. Tara wants some John Cougar Mellencamp tickets. I only have two pair.
Mm.
Ed married 19 years and gets laid twice a day. Twice a day?
Ed, oh my God.
After 19 years of marriage, does your wife know? Hey, Ed.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I've been married 19 years and twice a day. And when the kids are not home, more than twice.
Is she your age?
She's 3 years younger than me. I'm 42.
Okay, she's still...
All right, maybe she's right there in her sexual prime, though. I always heard it's like in mid-30s, late 30s, and so she's this the hound dog.
That's the secret to a happy marriage.
All right, so there'd be nothing appealing about your wife and happiness if she didn't have sex with you.
No, of course there is, but I mean, with that, I don't need anything else. Mm-hmm. I could care less.
She's sending him off into the world, Frank, dehydrated. See, which is what you want your man to be in the world dehydrated.
Ed is just telling women how simple men are, really, when it comes to making your man happy. You really don't have to do that much and put in that much effort. Because even in the sex effort, I mean, is she putting in that much effort during sex? Or is it all, you know, she's just allowing it to happen?
75% me, 25% her. Like last night, it was mainly her, but, you know. In that kind of aspect.
Mainly her, meaning she's taking control in the control position?
And it was her idea?
No. She initiated,
initiated. She initiated 25% of the time. He's 75% of the time. But you never get a no.
I never get a no. Well, I mean, the only no is pretty much when nature calls, but that's about it.
What, when she's got poop or something?
Or she's got her monthly a visitor.
Hell.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why
she can still give you a little Ed. You know what I'm saying?
Give me a little Ed.
Why not?
That's the horse.
Well, thank you, Ed. He's happy. He doesn't deserve
anything. He's happy. He's happy. We're happy for you, Ed.
Yeah, I guess it is. All depends on... but I guess when you're doing the exercise of at the end of the day, or you're journaling things you should be grateful for, you know, like you're writing down five things, that reminds you of the moment that you're happy. And that's what you have to recognize, because otherwise it's just going to slip by you. If you're pursuing a greater happiness down the road, I'm sure I'll be happy in 5 years when I get that done. I'm sure I'll be in 10 years when I get that done. And then you get there and you get it done, and you're like, no, I was way happier when I thought, you know, I had 10 years to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So take that time.
Enjoy the journey.
Doesn't matter
Stop
what age you are.
About the destination. Yeah.
Maybe that's when you start looking at it at age 47. It's when you start looking at being grateful for stuff as opposed to looking at everything else like everybody owes you something. So start looking, being grateful earlier, and I think your happiness will be found earlier.
And it might have something to do with your kids are done. Your kids are out of the house.
Yep. Woo!
Oh, we did it. We did it. God, I can breathe.
And there was still one beer in the fridge this morning. Yeah! Woo-hoo! See, it's the little things.
It's the little things.
It's the little things. Hopefully you're happy out there in traffic.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.